Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. Hi, friends. My name is Nia, and I am the Women's CEO and founder of Women's Wealth Institute, where I teach solo financial intelligence to solopreneurs just like you. So let's jump right into today's episode. And this is where you want to start if you want to understand how to make your business work like a financial system, not just a source of income. So this episode is called The Financial Power of Productizing Services. There comes a point in every one-person business where effort stops being the problem and structure becomes the opportunity. You're booked, you're delivering, and you're earning, but your income is still tied directly to your time. And that's where the ceiling quietly forms. Productizing your services is how you break it. And I had a bunch of services on my site, and I actually had, I have services, courses, and digital products. I had ChatGPT analyze my revenue breakdown, and I was heavily concentrated in services and equally balanced in productizing my courses, my courses and my digital products. And ChatGPT said, but you said you didn't want to do a lot of client-facing work because you didn't want to spend you didn't want to spend too much time working with clients. You wanted a more passive-oriented website and then lead with events, which you have some, and this way you can interact face-to-face with clients as opposed to having clients call you and things like that. And disrupting your services, and you wanted to travel. And I was like, that's right. And I'm like, okay, so drop your number of services to one, reduce the price, offer it 3 times a week, and only 2 times during that week, during the days that you're serving. And now most of your revenue will come, good portion of your revenue comes from courses, good portion of your revenue comes from digital products, and then you have room for events, but you've reduced your client time. So I've productized my services to not be client facing, but to be digital products that do my heavy lifting of coaching and mentoring and guiding with guides and advice. My podcast lets them listen while they are driving to work, which you're listening to. And you don't have to read anything. You don't have to do anything. You're just listening and you're getting that information that you can listen to over and over again, because my business of podcast right now is free. I don't charge a membership. I don't charge a subscription for it, anything like that. And there's nothing out there on the market that's doing that right now. Everybody's telling you how to make $100,000, but they're telling you how to do it and then telling you you want to get into a course. And this information is free. So again, productizing your services is how you break it. I'll also share with you on this podcast, which I will share over and over again, because people just don't listen. And my job is to drill it into your head, bang, 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 that I write out all my podcasts were written by ChatGPT. I try not to sound like I'm reading it, which is why I like to ad lib. It gives me a guideline, but sometimes I go off on a tangent and a simple podcast turns into a whole conversation. So, but I write them out and I save them. And I figure out what to do with all of the information products I've created for myself that I would like to offer to my community. And so I'm actually reading something that I wrote back in last year, and now I'm putting it in my podcast. Then I'll take that same thing the same piece of content and I'll put it on my blog post, that same piece of content will become a short, a reel, and a TikTok video. But don't see the reel and the TikTok video, a reel and a carousel and a short, because I want to be able to just have words across the screen versus me, because I really don't always want to be in front of the camera, which is how I wound up doing my podcast. Instead of doing a visual podcast, I did an audio podcast. And then I might do a TikTok video real quick and then put a little spin on it and put some video of me moving around or something like that, or at the pool or something motivational. But to say, hey, here's the time to start productizing your services, and this is how it's done, and it's completely free. I'm always going to say completely free so that they don't feel like they have to take my course, that I'm offering it free. And then turn around and do a video showing exactly how, on my YouTube, showing exactly how I create my services as products, and using a lot of the tools and tricks and I've just sat here and shared with you. I have to go to work at 2 o'clock this afternoon, 2 to 11. I started working at 8. So I'm getting in, I'm working 8 to 12. That's 6 hours of getting out content before I go to my W-2 job. So you have to put work in. Okay, let me keep going with what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm already 6 minutes in and I'm rambling. But I want you to know this is real. I'm not selling you anything. My goal is to help you build out your one-person business the way I've built out mine. And by the time you see this, this is already built, but you're in the process with me. So for those who don't know what productizing actually means, you might want to book an advisory session with me and we can have a whole discussion about that. But if not, listen on. It's not about removing the human element from your work. It's about removing the variability. So instead of you providing custom quotes and undefined timelines, the endless back and forth, and it depends pricing, you create clearly defined offers, fixed pricing, standardized deliverables, and repeatable workflows. So now your service becomes a financial asset, not a task you perform. And why this changes your financial life. Most solopreneurs think they need more clients to make more money. They don't. They need more efficiency per client. When your services are productized, you reduce decision fatigue, you shorten your sales cycle, you increase perceived value, and you stabilize cash flow. And most importantly, you decouple revenue from constant reinvention. So now you're moving from service provider to financial operator. When every client engagement is different, you are operating in survival mode. When your services are structured, you start operating like a CEO. And this is where financial intelligence shows up in real time. You can forecast revenue, you can plan capacity, and you can identify your most profitable offer. But most importantly, you can eliminate low margin work. You can stop asking, can I take this client? And start asking, does this client fit my model? What productized services look like? In a one-person travel business, for instance, and I've seen this specifically to my sister who does own a travel business. And this episode is actually dedicated to her because a lot of my content comes from the conversations I have with my sister. So this is dedicated to my sister, Melissa Bland. She is the CEO of Elevation Travel, where she provides specialized and customized travel itineraries to groups of 10 or more, as well as to couples going on vacations, as well as to couples getting married at destination weddings, for your one-stop person for a customized travel itinerary. That's a plug for my sister, Melissa Land at Go Elevation, at Elevation Travel, and her website is goelevationtravel.com. Check her out. But anyway, I created this for her because she's like, I don't know how I do it, and you know, it's a lot of work and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. So for those of also who are travel agents or who are just looking at how to, who are interested in how to productize their services, this is for you. So in a one-person travel business, especially in group travel and weddings, productizing doesn't have to mean more bookings. It can mean building assets that serve many clients at once without your constant involvement. It can look like a destination wedding planning guide, which is a digital download with timelines, vendor checklists, budgeting frameworks, and location insights. A group travel playbook, how to organize friends, family trips without chaos, which includes payment tracking, communication templates, itinerary structure, a luxury travel e-zine or private newsletter, where there are curated destinations, resort reviews, seasonal travel drops, wedding location features, which I think would be really neat, especially if she or you, well, say she, because she's my case study, to speak it, put her face on the cover of it every single time. And now she's a brand because I have a Nia magazine, and a Nia magazine started off, and it's still, I'm gonna put it up on my site. It's still in its easy form. Actually, I have two magazines, two e-zines. I have the Nia magazine, and then I have Elevate. But I'm also gonna have a WWI e-zine, and that WWI e-zine is each one has repurposing my content yet once again. It'll host my affiliate links. I have a, and I do cater to our more indulgent desires when we are running our one-person businesses. I think WWI might focus more on, each one has a how to spend it section, and you should have a how to spend it section. Steal that. And that's where you have whatever luxury item you like, put that in your e-zine, promote it. I like spas. I love spas. I like travel. The whole point of me putting this whole business together is so I can travel. So my how to spend it might be for WWI is, maybe luxury retreats, but seminar retreats that cater to one-person businesses that are interested in hosting events, and they are interested in knowing how to do that, and I get to review any place that I go to and say, here's where you want to host your next seminar or your retreat or something like that, and then write up the review. Because WWI is more, Women's Wealth Institute is a financial advisory and media firm. And in addition to just teaching financial intelligence, I do retreats and workshops and things like that. But nobody said I had to do the workshop sitting in my home all the time and going to my business conference room or my social room, being able to go to some resort and then review it, take the pictures and show it could be the issue of, here's where you want to host your next retreat, and here's the profit breakdown and things of that nature. So it's a how-to e-zine, and then have some ads in the front and back, and that's it. And it just features something like, and something that's easily digestible, and I might make it flip pages, something like that. And I just came up with that as I was thinking How would I promote that? And maybe a cocktail. I'm definitely adding. Oh, I just added it. I'm gonna add maybe a little cocktail recipe and a mocktail recipe and maybe a quote. I like quotes. Something that they can pull out and put up on the wall or use as a Canva template for free and put up on their website. Put up on their social media, a Canva template. I think that might be kind of cute. I think that might be nice. And that's something that you won't get on the website. See how those ideas just come out? Like, those are the kind of things that you should think. Like, what do I really want to do? And how can I have fun with it? Like, what are my passions? Things like that can go into your e-zine. The private newsletter is things that only your community is really privy to, and you save your best tips and tricks that's really inside knowledge that a traveler would never know, and you put that information in or give you some stats on countries and what they're doing and things of that nature. Something that helps them outside of what we said, curated destination, resort reviews, seasonal travel drops, wedding location features, something that's privy that really the public doesn't know, that only travel agents would know, or discounts or something, I don't know. Anyway, moving on, a pre-designed itinerary collections, 7-day, for instance, Tulum Bachelorette Experience or the Italy Wedding Guest Travel Guide sold as templates. A wedding guest travel toolkit, and that would be what to book, when to arrive, what to expect, packing list, travel etiquette. Vendor and venue shortlist by destination is another product. Curated trusted recommendations packaged as paid resources. A self-guided planning course for clients who want guidance without full service support. And again, same expertise, but now it's packaged once and sold again and again and again. And here's the hidden financial of all of that. And here's what most people miss. Productizing doesn't just increase income, it improves profit quality. Why? Because your time becomes predictable, your delivery becomes faster, your margins become clearer, and your energy becomes protected. And you are no longer rebuilding your business with every client. You are now running a system. So here's the discipline required. And let's be clear. This requires restraint. You will be tempted to customize everything, say yes to exceptions, over-deliver beyond scope, and adjust pricing midstream. And that's not service, that's leakage. And financially intelligent businesses are built on boundaries and not flexibility. So where this leads, once your services are productized, something shifts. You gain capacity without burnout, revenue without chaos, and growth without confusion. And eventually, you create the foundation for digital products, membership models, scalable advisory, and premium experiences. And this is how a one-person business starts behaving like an institution. So here's the final thought. Productizing your services is how you replace guesswork with structure and structure with power. Because, say it with me, when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to guess. So, now you have a formula. What you gonna do about it? This is Nia. This is the Business of Money podcast, and I'll catch you on the next one.